Are you tired of consulting that lives in binders and never makes it to the job site? At Remodelers Advantage, we do it differently. Our immersive consulting works inside your real projects, your team, your clients, your challenges. We bring design, production, estimating, and operations together to build systems that actually work in the field. No ivory tower theory, just proven tools, collaborative problem solving, and measurable results you can see in weeks, not years. If you're ready to stop firefighting and start building a stronger company, let's talk. Visit www.remodelersadvantage.com or remad.co/Greg for more information.
Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. Join Steve Wheeler and our host, Greg Waller, to explore the world of remodeling. Whether you're on the production team, design team, or managing the whole show, you can expect insights, tips, and stories that inspire and educate. So let's dive into the Why We Build podcast.
Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wallach, and today we're doing something just a little bit different. It's Thanksgiving week here in the United States, and while most of the world is thinking about food, family, and football, I want to take a few minutes to pause and talk about something that's incredibly to all of us in this industry, and that is gratitude. Not the cliche stuff, though I'm all for mashed potatoes. I'm talking about the kind of gratitude that's earned, the kind that shows up after long days, tight timelines, difficult clients, and projects that somehow always find one more surprise behind the drywall. The kind of gratitude that reminds us why we do this work, why we build. So today I want to explore a few things that remodelers and builders, whether in the field, in the office, leading a team, or running the entire company, can genuinely be thankful for. Now let's get into it. Let's talk about the people, because there's one universal truth in remodeling. It's that the work is important, but the people are everything. I'm constantly reminded through our roundtables, consulting work, conferences, and just being around this community how hard remodelers work. I did the job. I know how hard this work is. I also see how much pride they put into their projects and how much ownership they feel. Now, lead carpenters, production managers, design, project developers, office managers, trade partners, the list goes on. You all carry the weight of every decision, every detail, every client expectation. And somehow you still seem to manage to make it work. So if you're a business owner or a leader listening to this, here's your Thanksgiving challenge. Tell your team what they mean to you. If you've got a great crew, a loyal trade partner, a designer who fights every day for clarity, or an office manager who keeps your business from falling apart, please let them know. We don't build projects alone. We never have. And that's something worth appreciating. Next, let's talk about our clients. Now, I know clients aren't always easy. They have questions, emotions, concerns, budgets, Pinterest boards, HGTV, unrealistic expectations, and sometimes, let's be honest, unrealistic timelines. But think about this for a second. Remodeling is one of the most vulnerable purchases a homeowner will ever make. They're letting strangers demo their kitchen. They're living through dust. They're trusting you with their money, their home, and their family's daily life. That is huge. And when they choose you, your company, your process, your people, they're giving you something incredibly rare, and that is their trust. So this Thanksgiving, even if you had a tough client this year, or someone who challenged you more than you expected, try to find a moment to appreciate that they chose you, and maybe there's a lesson somewhere in there as well. Because without clients, none of this works. With the right clients, the work becomes meaningful. Another thing to acknowledge is we are part of a craft that creates something real. 9 out of 10 people go to work and never get to see the result of their labor in a literal and physical way. But remodelers do. You can walk through a finished kitchen and say, "We did this. My team made this happen. This home is better because we touched it." That's rare. That's beautiful. That's worth being thankful for. There's something deeply human about taking something old and making it new again. Something rewarding about solving problems with your hands, your mind, your experience, and of course, your creativity. Craft is something this industry should never take for granted. Let's be honest with ourselves. Some of the biggest things we should be thankful for don't feel like blessings in the moment. The delays, the surprise rot, the change orders, the trade partner who didn't show up, the material that's now 14 weeks out instead of 6. The job went sideways, but it made you wiser. The numbers that didn't add up until they finally did. Those challenges, they're teachers, they're lessons. They make us better estimators, better communicators, better leaders, better business owners, better humans. Remodeling humbles us and sharpens us at the same time. Name another career that does that. If you look back at some of your toughest moments of the year, there's a lesson every single one of them. And sometimes the things that frustrate us the most are the things we'll be most grateful for later. One thing I'm personally thankful for this year and every year is the community we get to work with through Remodelers Advantage and through this podcast. This industry is full of smart, generous, experienced, humble, gritty, endlessly helpful people. People who share what they know freely, people who want to grow, people who want their businesses and their teams to succeed, people who care about doing things the right way. That is rare. And if you're part of a peer group, whether it's one of our tactical roundtables, an owner group, or a mastermind, or just a network of people you talk to on a regular basis, you know what I mean. Remodelers lift each other up. Yes, we're competitors, but we're also allies. And that is something I'm grateful for every single day. This might sound strange, but I'm also thankful for the direction this industry is heading. There's more professionalism, more collaboration between design and production departments, more emphasis on culture, more intentional leadership. Gosh, I love that word, intentional. More technology to make our lives easier, more growth opportunities for field staff, and more systems and more clarity than ever before. The remodelers I talk to through our programs, through consulting, or just people I run into out there, they want to get better. They want to build healthier teams, better processes, stronger companies, and better lives. That is exciting. It gives me a lot of hope for 2025 and beyond. And trust me, I am looking forward to 2026. Before I wrap this up, I want to share just a couple of personal things I'm thankful for this year. Now, I am thankful for the RA community, every member, every group, every person who shows up ready to learn and share. I'm thankful for the teams I get to work with every single day, all of our facilitators, our coaches who believe in what we do. And I'm thankful for the conversations I get to have on this podcast and for everyone who tunes in. Whether you're listening from the office, the truck, or the job site, I am thankful for this industry and I'm thankful that I get to serve it. As you head into Thanksgiving, wherever you're going, whoever you're celebrating with, I hope you take a moment to appreciate the things this industry gives you. The people who build beside you, the clients who trust you, and the craft you get to practice. The challenges that shape you, the community that supports you, and the future we're building together. Happy Thanksgiving from me, from the Why We Build podcast, and from everyone at Remodelers Advantage. Enjoy the holiday, recharge a little, and we'll see you on the next episode.
That's it for this episode of the Why We Build podcast. We hope you found something valuable to take back to your team. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please send in your ideas for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you want more information about our roundtables program, production manager groups, design manager groups, consulting services or any of the Remodelers Advantage offerings, please visit remodelersadvantage.com or email greg@remodelersadvantage.com.